time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
I think there's a lot more shoes to drop from this centipede.
And it seems another one dropped Friday morning.
Breaking news from the NBC News investigative unit that there was someone else, a fifth person, in that controversial meeting between Donald Trump Jr., senior advisor Jared Kushner, former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort, and a Russian lawyer. Also now, we've learned in that June 9th meeting at Trump Tower of last year was another person with alleged ties to Moscow, a Russian-American lobbyist, a former Soviet counterintelligence officer, suspected by some U.S. officials of having ongoing ties to Russian intelligence. That's something he denies. NBC News not naming that lobbyist, who denies any current ties to Russian spy agencies, as I said. His presence likely to be of great interest to investigators. Veselnitskaya, the attorney there, said to NBC News she was accompanied by someone, but declined to identify who that is.
We now know that the fifth person was an ex-Soviet spy identified as Renat Akhmetshin, and that Donald Trump Jr.'s attorney confirmed a sixth person, an interpreter, was also in the room. This new report directly contradicts what Donald Trump Jr. told Sean Hannity on Fox News Tuesday night.
I'm more than happy to be transparent about it, and I'm more than happy to cooperate with everyone.
So as far as you know, as far as this incident is concerned, this is all of it.
This is everything. This is everything.
Did you ever meet with any other person from Russia that you know?
You know, I don't even know. I've probably met with other people from Russia,
I mean,
but certainly not in, the context of actual a formalized meeting or anything like that, because why would I?
On Twitter and in a mini press conference in Paris on Thursday, the president defended his eldest son and said there's no there there.
Mr. President, your FBI nominee said if someone in a campaign got an email about Russia like the one that your son Don Jr. received, that they should alert the FBI rather than accept that meeting. Is he wrong? Also, were you misled by your team in not knowing about this meeting?
As far as my son is concerned, my son is a wonderful young man. He took a meeting with a Russian lawyer, not a government lawyer, but a Russian lawyer. It was a short meeting. It was a meeting that went very, very quickly, very fast. Two other people in the room, I guess one of them left almost immediately, and the other one was not really focused on the meeting. I do think this, I think from a practical standpoint, most people would have taken that meeting. It's called opposition research, or even research into your opponent. I've had many people, I have only been in politics for 2 years, but I've had many people call up, oh, gee, we have information on this factor or this person or, frankly, Hillary. That's very standard in politics. Politics is not the nicest business in the world, but it's very standard where they have information and you take the information. In the case of Don, he listened. I guess they talked about, as I see it, they talked about adoption and some things. Adoption wasn't even a part of the campaign. But nothing happened from the meeting. Zero happened from the meeting. And honestly, I think the press made a very big deal over something that really a lot of people would do. Now, the lawyer that went to the meeting, I see that she was in the halls of Congress also. Somebody said that her visa or her passport to come into the country was approved by Attorney General Lynch. Now, maybe that's wrong. I just heard that a little while ago, but it's a little surprised to hear that. So she was here because of Lynch. So, again, I have a son who's a great young man. He's a fine person. He took a meeting with a lawyer from Russia. It lasted for a very short period, and nothing came of the meeting. And I think it's a meeting that most people in politics probably would have taken.
Actually, most people in politics wouldn't have taken the meeting. And on Friday morning, we learned that there's more to the story. Even before the latest shoe dropped, Fox News, in the person of Shepard Smith, took issue with the president's Twitter characterization of the Russian inquiry as a witch hunt.
It's open, transparent, and innocent. This is the greatest witch hunt in political history. Sad. Of course, when it comes to transparency, remember Donald Trump Jr. released those emails we just mentioned just minutes before the New York Times published them in detail. The Times reports that the president's son was told the paper is going to print these things, and he tweeted copies of the emails instead of replying to requests for content. This was not being transparent. This was the New York Times is going to publish this. I'm going to publish it instead. Then there's the president's claim that the Russia investigation is a witch hunt. Fox News can confirm it is not.
On Thursday, Mitch McConnell released the third version of the bill to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act.
Within just a few hours of the release of the Senate GOP's newest version of health care reform, the bill is already in jeopardy. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell can only afford to lose two Republican votes, and already two senators, Rand Paul of Kentucky and Susan Collins of Maine, are firm no's, but for different reasons.
Let's do a clean repeal. That's what we promised the voters.
Collins tweeting, still deep cuts to Medicaid and Senate bill, will vote no on MTP, ready to work with GOP and Dem colleagues to fix flaws in ACA.
The new CBO score is expected as early as Monday, with a vote to come by the end of the week. Don't forget to call your senators to weigh in. A good tool is at TrumpCareToolkit.org. I got good news. And that's a look at what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. The Nicole Sandler Show is heard Tuesday through Friday from 3 to 4 Eastern at NicoleSandler.com and on the Progressive Voices Network.